Praise the Lord. Message number 200. The title of the message, Watchman, Part 22. The Watchman is a good minister who can see God's host and His power and His wisdom in times of troubles. Let's open our Bible to the book of 2 Kings, chapter 6. And let's read from verse 8 to verse 23. The book of 2 Kings, chapter 6, verse 8 to verse 23. Now the king of Aram was at war with Israel. After conferring with his officers, he said, I will set up my camp in such and such a place. The man of God sent word to the king of Israel, beware of passing that place, because the Arameans are going down there. So the king of Israel checked on the place indicated by the man of God. Time and again Elijah warned the king so that he was on his guard in such places. This enraged the king of Aram. He summoned his officers and demanded of them, will you not tell me which of us is on the side of the king of Israel? None of us, my lord the king, said one of his officers. But Elisha, the prophet who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the very words you speak in your bedroom. Go, find out where he is, the king ordered, so I can send men and capture him. The report came back, he is in Dothan. Then he sent horses and chariots and a strong force there. They went by night and surrounded the city. When the servant of the man of God got up and went out early the next morning, an army with horses and chariots has surrounded the city. Oh, my lord, what shall we do? The servants asked. Don't be afraid, the prophet answered. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And Elijah prayed, O Lord, open his eyes so he may see. Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. As the enemy came down toward him, Elisha prayed to the Lord, strike these people with the blindness. So he struck them with the blindness as Elisha had asked. Elisha told them, this is not the road and this is not the city. Follow me, and I will lead you to the man you are looking for. And he led them to Samaria. After they entered the city, Elijah said, Lord, open the eyes of these men so they can see. Then the Lord opened their eyes, and they looked, and there they were inside Samaria. When the king of Israel saw them, he asked Elijah, shall I kill them, my father? Shall I kill them? Do not kill them, he answered. Would you kill men you have captured with your own sword or bow? Set food and water before them so that they may eat and drink and then go back to their master. So he prepared a great feast for them. And after they had finished eating and drinking, he sent them away, and they returned to their master. So the bands from Aram stopped raiding Israel territory. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Lord, bless this time, bless your word, anoint it and use it to encourage your people and to raise up to raise them up as a true watchman and washwoman who can see and discern and have your wisdom and have your understanding. I pray that this message shall be a timely message to reach your people and help them to overcome their struggles and their trials, and that they will be wise and discerning to take a wise decisions and action in order to tackle certain problems in their life. Lord, put verses and statements on my lips to encourage your people and take full control that this word of yours will accomplish your desire. We thank and we praise you. This all we ask and pray in Christ's name. Amen. The watchman is the man who can see events the way that God is seeing them. The way that God is seeing things, the watchman should see things as the Lord. There are certain troubles and certain times that we pass through problems, and a problem cross our lives. But the watchman of God can see the way out and the solution of the Lord. There are ways that man can see things, but we should leave that ways of man, how the man sees things. But let us go to the way that God sees things. Here we have the example of Elijah. He was a man who saw things as God was seeing things. In the story that we have read, Elijah, the prophet of God, was able to see and discern by the Holy Spirit, by the Spirit of God, the movement of the enemy, the army of the king Aram, against Israel. And he was reporting these things. He was reporting the movement of the army of Aram and the king of Aram and their decision to the king of Israel and to the Israelites in order to protect them. What we have read, that the king of Aram, when his plans and his attempt to attack the Israelites were failed and frustrated, he was thinking that his officials were unfaithful. That's what he was able to see. He was seeing because he thought that somebody was reporting them to the Israelites. Somebody was reporting their movement to the Israelites. He told them in verse, we have read in verse 11, "Will you not tell me which of us is on the side of the king of Israel?" Truly he was not able to see what was reported to the king of Israel. It was by the Spirit of God through his servant, the prophet Elijah. We need to see things not the way men see things. We have to leave the old ways, be willing that our minds be renewed so that we can be transformed and be able to see the things the way God is seeing them. You know, the king of Israel, even when they told him that the prophet Elisha, he is reporting your movement to the king of Israel, even the very thing that you speak in your bedroom, he know and he reported, he did not repent, but instead he defied God and went ahead to arrest Elisha. He told them which place that we can find him, and they told him he is now in Dothan. He truly sent his army that surrounded the city where Elijah was located. And his army surrounded the city, and we have read that the servant of Elijah the prophet, when he woke up, He saw an army with horses and chariots that has surrounded the city. That is here another person was seeing in the way that man see. Not only the king of Aram was in the flesh. The servant of the prophet Elisha also was in the flesh. When he saw the horses and the chariots of the enemy, that was make him afraid and he was terrified. Oh, my Lord, what shall we do? That's what he cried to Elijah the prophet. Because he was not able to see the things of God that was going on around him. Elisha replied to him with an assuring answer. Don't be afraid. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. As we hear the second time, Elijah proved to be a real watchman who can see the things of God. And the message is a real challenge for us. That we really need to be get on our knees and ask God to open our eyes and to leave the elementary way of life and seeing things and ascend to the level of the Lord Himself. And not only that, Elisha, he prayed to the Lord. Oh Lord, open his eyes so he may see. And let's pray, Lord, open our eyes to see the things of yours. Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. And I pray for you now, right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord, open their eyes so they may see, O Lord. And I pray that you will see the great work of God, the army of God, the host of the Lord, the angel of God around you, and the mighty work of God, the work of the Holy Spirit against the power of darkness. And you need to be assured that even whatever the work of Satan and demons using people, but God is supreme and He is in full control. As the enemy came down toward him, Elijah prayed to the Lord, strike these people with the blindness. So he struck them with the blindness as Elijah had asked. That we can read in verse 18. Elijah was able to see the power and effectiveness of a tactful prayer to paralyze the power of the enemy. Even our prayer, we need to discern, we need to see what is the tactful, effective prayer. And through the prayer of Elijah, the whole army was captured and was led to the city of Samaria. And we can read that in verse 20, after they entered the city, Elisha said, Lord, open the eyes of these men so they can see. Then the Lord opened their eyes and they looked, and there they were inside Samaria. So, you know, Elisha was surrounded by a blind people. The king of Aram, his army, his servant. And when we don't see the things of God, the movement of God, or we go astray from the will of God, we are blind. And that's here another challenge for this message is another real challenge for us to see things that God is seeing them. Well, we might need faith, we might need encouragement, we might need to be in God's presence to be assured. And I pray that even the Lord will speak with some of you, so that your eyes will be able to see the real power of God and the real power of the scriptures and the realities of the word of God and what the scriptures speak in God's holy word in the Bible. Now, after the army of King of Aram had been captured, the king of Israel wanted to kill them because he was seeing prisoners that he can kill, and that will be an easy victory, and that will be recorded that Israel army had defeated the Arameans. But here the Elijah as a watchman, he saw another thing in a different way than the king of Israel was seeing things. In verse 22, what he told him, "Do not kill them," he answered. "Would you kill men you have captured with your own sword or bow? Set food and water before them so that they may eat and drink and then go back to their master." Elijah was seeing something else. You know, we read in the book of Romans chapter 12, verse 20 and verse 21, say, "On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." So here, Elijah was seeing that if you're going to kill them, the more they will attack us again and again. But if you will feed them, then we will be able to overcome evil with good. We may feed them and send them away so that they will not come back again and attack us. The king of Israel listened to the advice of Elisha. He humbled down. He did not go ahead of what he is seeing, but he was willing to accept what Elisha was able to see through the Spirit of God and through the Word of God. In verse 23, so he prepared a great feast for them, and after they had finished eating and drinking, he sent them away, and they returned to their master. And we can read that in the last statement of verse 23. So the bands from Aram stopped raiding Israel's territory. And what a wonderful decision and action that Elisha the prophet was able to see, decide, suggest, and us put on practice that attacks of the enemy stopped. As a message for you, for us, a message for me. Even I'm preaching now the message, but I'm trembling. Lord, open my eyes to see the things of yours. I pray, Lord, I pray that I can see that is in me is greater than the one is in the world. I pray for my brothers and my sister that they can see things, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that things that's with us, the things of yours is greater than all trials, problems, and the power of darkness. Lord, we rely on you. We bless you. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you, God. I pray that the message, oh God, had accomplished the purpose and raised up watchmen and women who do the great works of yours. I pray for transformation of mind, thoughts, heart, and eyes, that we can see, we can think, and we will do, and we will witness the great things of yours. Oh Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hands be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel
pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.